91X News.
It's 9 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver. In the news, at about 2:45 this morning, a lone male described as about 5'7", slim, and wearing a dark blue Adidas jacket broke into the Grafton convenience store with a crowbar. A resident that lives above the store heard the noise, went to investigate, and ended up confronting the male suspect. The suspect then fled in a silver Dodge Durango that was reported stolen from the Durham region on March 6th. Nothing was taken from the store. The Northumberland OPP is continuing to investigate and encourages anyone with information to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. Last night, around 9, the Northumberland OPP stopped a grey BMW traveling 135 kilometers on Highway 401 near Brighton. While conducting the traffic stop, the OPP also located and seized a radar detector in the motor vehicle. Charged with speeding and driving a motor vehicle with a speed-measuring warning device is 35-year-old Michael Davies of Ottawa. A revamp in accessibility. Three projects in North Hastings will increase accessibility for people with disabilities thanks to a federal government grant announced today. The Bancroft and District Chamber of Commerce received almost $45,000 for the Bancroft Sesquicentennial Heritage Project. This is to install automated door openers and an elevator at the Bancroft Railway Station, which is now under renovation. St. Matthew's United Church in Baptist Lake has received over $7,500, and the Township of Faraday received $20,000. Both of these grants were for projects to help the disabled enter the buildings. The Parish of the Heart of Hastings Church has also received over $31,000 to install automatic door openers and a stair lift. A revised cost estimate for the proposed new water treatment plant for Tiendanega Territory could move the long-awaited project ahead this year. The new cost estimate sits at $19 million. Chief R. Don Miracle says this estimate is making its way through the Department of Indian Affairs in Ottawa for final approval. Chief Miracle is optimistic it will get approved and construction could start later this year. It would provide water to a portion of Ridge Road, the school, and a new 27-home subdivision. Chief Miracle hopes tenders could go out by this fall. A Nova Scotia University student's blog raising criticisms of the popular online documentary Kony 2012 has gained quite an audience. Grant Oyston says 2.3 million people have viewed his posting, which says more financial information is needed from the advocacy group Invisible Children. The group's Kony 2012 video calls for fundraising to ensure Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony is captured and prosecuted for abducting children. Oyston says social media is by advocacy groups can be a good thing, but people still have to ask questions about the claims.
People around the world are now aware of an issue that they probably weren't before. The issue for me is whether whether they're having the right discussions about it, whether they have all the information that they need to make an informed decision.
An employee of a New York public relations firm that represents Invisible Children says the San Diego-based group is transparent with its finances. A former Mountie has been convicted of first-degree murder in the stabbing of Ottawa police officer Eric Chapnick. The jury delivered the verdict against 45-year-old Kevin Gregson last night after hours of deliberations. The Crown argued Gregson meant to kill Chapnick as they struggled on December 29, 2009, outside the emergency room at the Civic Hospital. But Gregson said he just wanted to grab Chapnick's gun so he could return home and kill himself. A witness and a hospital official say a bomb has exploded in Kandahar. It happened just as officials were investigating Sunday's mass shootings, allegedly by an American soldier. Reporter Heidi Vogt has more.
The blast came from a motorcycle bomb that was parked in a part of the city. An eyewitness and a hospital official confirmed the blast, and the Kandahar press office said it did kill one person.
No members of the delegation were reported wounded or killed. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation is permanently shutting down slot machine operations at racetracks in three border cities. The slots at Windsor Raceway, Fort Erie, and Hiawatha in Sarnia will be temporarily closed until Thursday. The Crown Corporation says it regrets that the closures will affect its employees at these locations. The closure comes in the wake of a sweeping OLG plan to expand gaming in the province to help pay down Ontario's $16 billion deficit. Part of the plan was to close underperforming gaming facilities in favor of opening new ones closer to potential customers, including Toronto, and expand slots beyond racetracks. It also axed a revenue sharing agreement with the racetracks that gives them a cut of the slot profits, which the horse racing industry has warned will put thousands of people out of work. Tory Stafford's dad says it's impossible to prepare for the gruesome allegations laid bare in the trial of the man accused of killing his daughter. Terry Lynn McClintock, who has already pleaded guilty in the death, is testifying at the trial of Michael Rafferty, her ex-boyfriend. Rodney Stafford says hearing McClintock testify about his daughter's last hours has been painful, but now he sees him has steeled himself to sit through the rest of the trial.
Like, what we've already heard so far and what we've seen has been pretty graphic. So it's not like we're really going to be seeing too much more out of the ordinary that I know of, but you never know.
McClintic is set to take the stand for a second day today. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in Tory's death. Iran's president has been called before Parliament. Reporter Mark Levy says Mahmoud Ahmadinejad faced some tough questioning.
Calling President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad before Parliament is part of a power struggle between him and the supreme leader of Iran. They are both hardliners. Iran's reformers have been swept away since the contested presidential election in 2009 that re-elected Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad is the first president in Iran's history to be hauled before Parliament, a serious blow to his standing in a conflict pitting him against lawmakers and the country's powerful clerical establishment. That's 91X News, the 1206. Austin Mackay will have your sports update when we come back.
Hi, my name is Marissa. I'm 12 years old. When I was 6 years old, in my first week of grade 1, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I wear an insulin pump to manage my blood sugars and keep me alive. But insulin is not a cure. It is a treatment.
Jazz Hair Studio will be providing haircuts and feather extensions for donations to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation on Tuesday, March 20th at the Shark Tank Pub from 10 to 3. Come support diabetes research to find a cure. Sponsored by Jazz Hair Studio on the cutting edge of downtown Belleville.
Good afternoon, I'm Austin Mackay with 91X Sports. It's time to get back into training mode for Cassandra Bayless. This weekend she is defending her title in Messina, New York. The 14-year-old from Belleville Boxing Club won the New York State Amateur Championships after a technical knockout on an opponent with a size advantage.
I didn't know that she weighed more than me or anything. I didn't know anything about her. And Kevin told me before I even went and fought that she only had 2 fights and she lost both. Turns out she had 5 and won all 5, so I broke her record.
Bayless has only been boxing for 6 months and has goals of making the national team and then moving on to the Olympics. In the NHL, there's a big Canadian matchup tonight at the Bell Centre. The Habs and Sens square off. So far this year, Montreal won both games in Ottawa, and the Sens won the last game in Montreal. Also, rock-bottom Blue Jackets head to Edmonton as the worst 2 teams in the league square off. Other games around the league have the Jets and Stars colliding in Winnipeg. Rookie sensation Gabriel Landeskog and the Colorado Avalanche are in Buffalo to face the Sabres, who are without defenseman Tyler Myers, who received a 3-game suspension after a hit on Monday yesterday. The Phoenix Coyotes head to Vancouver, and Detroit is in Anaheim. More in hockey. Ice hockey's governing body has invited European national federations, leagues, and clubs to talks about reviving a continental competition and their relations with the NHL. The International Ice Hockey Federation says stakeholders will meet at a forum in Barcelona, Spain from June 12th to 14th. IIHF President Rene Fasel says the focus will be on finding a format for competitively and commercially viable top European club competition. It would allow the Champions Hockey League, which folded with financial problems after its debut in 2008-2009 season. Fasel also says key points will include cooperation with the NHL, the NHL Players Union, and the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Boom! 12 games on the hard court tonight. Excitement is around the league after Monte Ellis was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks to spark deadline chaos last night. It is uncertain if he will play today as the Bucks try to stand ground against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who the Raps beat last night by a strong performance of Jared Bayless. The Raps are in action again tonight. They head to New Jersey to face the division rival Nets. Toronto will take advantage of the absences of Nets star Brook Lopez and all-star point guard Darren Williams. It was only hours after the Chicago Bears traded for their new go-to receiver, and he got himself into trouble. New York City police say a woman has accused pro bowler Brandon Marshall of punching her in the face at a nightclub. The woman alleges the incident occurred at 3:50 a.m. Sunday outside the Marquee, a nightclub in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. Police are investigating a complaint she filed Monday evening. He has not been charged. Marshall was traded Tuesday from the Miami Dolphins to the Chicago Bears. His attorney didn't immediately return a call for a comment on Wednesday. Send us your team or league scores by email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Well, we've got another beauty of a day out there today. It's nice and sunny with a high of 15, about 10 near Lake Ontario. Tonight, it'll clear out with a low of plus 3. Thursday, we'll see some more sunshine, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon with a few showers, and a risk of thunderstorm late in the afternoon and in the evening. The high is 16. Friday, some more showers with a low of 9 and a high of 16. At 12:10, it's 9 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 1.